when I went away to school, when I'd write letters, she'd send them back to me corrected. I said, if you aren't glad enough to get a letter from me, I won't write to you. Of course I did, because you always write home. I needed a dollar or two.
Sure. Where did you go to school?
I went to Hendricks 2 years. Then I thought at one time that I'd be a concert singer. Of course, when I got out of school, my dad said, go to Memphis and take a business course. That's what you'll end up doing. But I didn't. My mother had higher ambitions for me, and I did too, and I'd taken music for years. I never did have a voice, but it, you know, was fair. So I went to Hendricks 2 years. I liked it.
Hendricks apparently was probably the best school in the state for a long time.
Well, I really wanted to go to the university because all my friends had gone to the university. But there had been a slight scandal up there.
Oh, really? I haven't heard the story.
Well, I won't tell it because it gets into one of the governor's sons and things like that. My father, well, thought you'd better go to a church school, and they were just as bad.
I'll have to remember your story. I'll be in Fayetteville after I leave here.
Well, don't I? Since that time, I've had lots of friends go to the university and those things. We just had good times. You had your boys you went with. Of course, they had a car. You were just, that was just the best thing in the world. You can go out of town. We had some church activities. We had what we call Epworth League. And when you got old enough to go to that, you really thought you were grown up. I know the first time that I ever had a pair of high heels and a pair of hose, my father's sister worked in a men's clothing store in Springfield. And that was part of my vacation, was to go up there and spend a week with her. And my father came up after me, I guess, and I thought that I was old enough to have a pair of hose. So he let me have the money, and I went over to Levy Wolf's and bought one. I remember the day that I put them on, my mother thought I was about 5 years old, and I thought I was 19. Oh, let's see, what else do I remember?
Your parents apparently fairly well educated.
No, my father was a self-made man. His father died when he was 14 years old.
But he was born here too?
Yes, he was born here. And his family moved to Springfield when he was 20, I guess, somewhere in that vicinity. And he went into one of the lawyer's law offices and studied law. You read law then. And then you took an examination locally. And it was, I don't know how you were certified to be a lawyer, but that's the way you were. And then he just went into practice here.
So then he came back here after passing his...
Well, he just took it here. You just took it locally. You either took it in front of what was called the county superintendent or somebody like that. That's the best way I remember it. Mm-hmm. But you went into a law office and read law. And the practicing lawyer would let you probably write up some documents. And that's the way you began, the way I understand it. He had a law office in the courthouse all his life. He was the county attorney. That's why he did have one. And he was representative for a number of years, senator, prosecuting attorney for 2 terms. He was Speaker of the House in 45, and that was the last year he served in the legislature. He ran for Congress 3 times and was defeated each time. The first time he was ran against Congressman Oldfield, I believe, and he was